Welcome to Face to Face. Kindred spirits are all around, no matter what the situation or even the profession. It's the journey that puts you in the right place. For husband and wife Ron George and Mary Sherwood, it was in the area of journalism where they crossed paths.
How did life turn out that you didn't expect?
Oh, so many ways. growing up in Port Arthur, I never expected necessarily to get away from there, but wanted to. From there, going to the University of Texas and studying photojournalism and landing in New York for several years, never expected that to happen. Leaving there to go on a trip to Thailand, open-ended, and not knowing when I would come back. But, of course, I ran out of money sooner than later. And then trying to figure out what was next because I had sublet my apartment and quit my job in New York.
What year was that?
That was 1981.
I went to journalism school at Texas Christian University in Fort Worth, and it was a desperation move on my part. I had a somewhat checkered career at TCU. I stumbled into the mass communications curriculum, a class that I took. So I took the course, and all of a sudden mass communications turned out to be something I could do really, really easily and really, really well. And realized that that this kind of education could lead to a job. And
so your first job was at the Houston Chronicle?
That's correct. My first feature, as a matter of fact, was about parking, downtown parking. You know, of course, I had you know, blown out all the stops getting more information than you possibly could get into the paper about downtown parking in Houston. And I wrote this, you know, humongous story. And on Sunday, I remember looking for it on Sunday morning, and I kept looking and looking and looking and looking. And finally, I found it way buried way deep in the paper, and it didn't have my byline on it. And I was so upset. But the assistant city editor that had edited the paper, I'd edited the story, basically shrugged it off. He said, "Nah, we didn't need that much on parking."
A woman who came from UT kind of brought the way for me. Maggie Stieber is a wonderful journalist and photojournalist now. She's been published all over, and she recommended me. I was already in New York looking for a job, and she recommended me.
So you were the kind of the first wave of hires after that lawsuit had been filed to get women into the photo desk.
Into positions, yeah.
But you haven't been a journalist all your life, a photojournalist all your professional career, have you?
No. After I was at the Caller Times, I was recruited to work in public relations for Texas A&M University Kingsville by Ron Hamm, who's still a very dear friend.
Girl from Port Arthur who majored in photojournalism and lost her passport in Singapore.
Indeed.
Wow.
And now I'm ready for new adventures.
Oh, wow. And somewhere along the way, you made the serious blunder of marrying a former Episcopal priest with five kids.
I did. But, you know, after 35 years, it's turned out okay.
Well,
I think I'm going to keep you around for a little while
it
longer.
It hadn't been half bad, has it?
No. It's been great.
But you stuck with me.
I did.
And I will appreciate that till the day I die.
And I appreciate everything that we've done together and how you've helped me.
A love for that special area of work, coupled with a love for that one person, is a very positive situation. Finding it isn't easy, but when you do, it's special. Face to face.